Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This video is for Captain Canada. Pretty sure your name is Todd. What's the difference between manufactured by, imported for?
Okay, let's do this. There's 3 lightweights, 7 processing variations, 4 heavyweights, and 1 rule about the maple leaf. First, the lightweights. Produced in Canada. This could mean anything. It is not an official term. Now, most companies use it to suggest that the food was transformed in Canada, and you still aren't allowed to be misleading, but since there's no legal definition for that one, it could mean anything. Grown in Canada. You typically see this for raw agricultural products, and this means it was both grown and harvested in Canada. Imported to Canada means it was grown or processed or packaged outside of Canada and is only sold in Canada. An example of this, Italian olive oil, labeled as imported to Canada. You probably noticed these, grown and packed by or cooked in Canada. These also don't have any regulatory definition, so you're only trusting the company to be honest about it. They could totally make it up if they wanted to. Now, there are 7 very specific exceptions to these, which do have teeth. The processing variation, they all end in Canada. They are roasted in Canada, distilled, canned, refined, processed, prepared, and packaged in Canada. To use those, that function must have happened entirely in Canada. All right, now, counting down the 4 heavyweights from good to best. Made in Canada means the food was substantially transformed in Canada, and at least 51% of the total direct cost, that's ingredients, overhead, and labor, occurred in Canada. But the product might, and probably does, contain imported ingredients. One example of this, cereal, processed in Ontario, but made from grains in Iowa. Now, by law, the packaging has to say this, like, made in Canada from domestic and imported ingredients. And actually, when you read the food labeling legislation, like I did, because I hate myself, the order of those 2 words matter. Domestic and imported ingredients means there's more domestic than imported stuff. Imported and domestic ingredients means the opposite. There's more non-Canadian ingredients than homegrown. Number 3, product of Canada. This means at least 98% of the total direct cost of that product happened in Canada. The product, remember, this doesn't apply to, say, the packaging. Also, if you just see Canadian by itself on the packaging, by law, they're only allowed to use that if they meet the Product of Canada standard. There's all sorts of product-specific detail in the legislation, too, like eggs from imported hens and milk from imported cows can still qualify as Product of Canada if the hen laid its eggs in Canada or the cow is milked in Canada. All right, number 2, 100% Canadian. This is more a marketing term than a regulatory term. It implies that all ingredients and processing are Canadian and that at no point did anything outside of Canada come into play. And number 1, made by really nice Canadians. You'll actually only find this on cleaning supplies because the company that uses this phrase actually has a trademark on it. It's not very Canadian of them. Oh, side note, as for the maple leaf, I'm talking the official 11-point leaf. You can only use that on your packaging if you get special permission from the Department of Canadian Heritage. And you've got to at least be a product of Canada. There's one more thing to consider. Company ownership. One example, French's ketchup is beloved by Canadians. It uses Canadian labor and Canadian tomatoes. But French's is an American company, meaning all the decisions are made by and the profits sent to Americans. The best possible option would be to find a Canadian-owned company using one of the heavyweights. Okay, I think that wraps everything up. Anything else I need to address?
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.